好，下面是读经的时间。
Now it's time for scripture reading.
今天的经文在希伯来书第十章十九到二十五节，教会圣经新约第三百九十五页。
You can find the scripture in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. It's in the Bible, page 395.
好，翻到以后由我来读。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过。这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。好，下面是信息的时间。
Now it's time for a message.
请艾保罗牧师。
I'll give the time to Pastor Paul.
Have you ever noticed how at the beginning of a semester we often start off fire for God, but as the semester goes on, you start to peter out?
你有没有注意到说在学习开始之前我们都非常火热，为神非常火热，但是学习慢慢的经过的时候呢，我们慢慢这个火就慢慢熄灭了。
Have you ever noticed that you start out with a sizzle, then end up with a fizzle?
你们觉得一开始呢好像非常的火热，慢慢的就快熄灭了。
And it's not just that you lose your emotional spiritual high, but it's also that you lose your drive to be diligent in the spiritual disciplines of prayer, reading the Bible, and witnessing.
所以不是说你这个灵性上面高点已经失去了，而是说我们失去了日常生活中我们必须要装备我们自己的，要日常的祷告读经。
So how do we keep the fire going?
我们怎么让心里面这个火热能够继续呢？
How do we stay stoked?
我们怎么能够继续的可以燃烧呢？
A pastor went to a fraternity house to find out why a frat boy hadn't been at church for a few months.
有一个牧师呢，他就在大学里面弟兄会里面去看看，说为什么里面有一个基督徒弟兄，他是慢慢的就失去他的火热呢？
Young man said that he didn't really think he needed to go to church because he could stay at home and listen to.Dynamic preachers preach online, and he could read the Bible on his own.
那这个弟兄他就说，我不是真的需要去教会啊，我可以留在家里，上网我就看到一些讲的非常生动的这些牧师的讲道，那我自己也可以家里自己读经。
The young man and the pastor were sitting in front of a fireplace, and so the pastor went to the fire and he shoved one of.The coals to the side all by itself.
所以呢，这个时候，这个牧师跟这个年轻人是坐在这个火炉的旁边的。那这牧师就走到这个火炉旁边，把其中一块炭把它拿开，然后移到旁边去。
And together they sat in silence and watched the coal soon fizzle away.
然后他们安静地坐在那边看着这块炭慢慢就熄灭了。
The pastor said, "That's what happens to your spiritual life when you try to live it."By yourself.
这个牧师就说了，如果这个就如同你的属灵生命一样，如果你想要自己建造自己属一个人独立的建造属灵生命呢，就会像这个太一样。
The point of the story is basically that we as Christians need each other if we are going to stay fired up for the Lord.
所以这个重点就在讲说，身为基督徒，如果你想要继续保持火热的话，那就必须大家在一起。
If we don't stoke each other.We are going to fizzle out.
我们如果没有彼此的帮助对方燃烧的话呢，我们很快自己就湮灭了。
But merely hanging out with each other does not guarantee that we're going to keep the fire going.
但是呢，就是这样，就跟彼此在一块，并不能保证你们就会彼此帮助对方的火热。
If we keep walls of superficiality between us, we're not going to be able to spark each other.
如果我们在彼此当中建立到墙，是这个表面功夫的这个墙的话，那彼此是没有办法帮助彼此燃烧的。
If we have a superficial faith or a superficial relationship with each other, we're going to end up having a superficial relationship with God.
如果我们只是做表，我们的信心也是做表面功夫，彼此的关系也是做表面功夫的话，那我们跟神的关系也只不过是表面功夫而已。
It's only if we have an authentic relationship with each other can we really have an authentic relationship with God.
所以唯有我们能够彼此真诚的相待的时候，我们跟神才有一个真诚的关系。
So how can we as a church community stoke each other so that we continue to love God with our actions, with our emotions, and with our minds?
那我们身为这个基督徒团体的一份子，我们怎么样做才能够帮助彼此能够继续的爱这个神，要透过我们的行为，透过我们的心思跟我们的意念来帮助对方呢？
In other words, what can we do to develop authentic community within this church?
所以在我，也就是说在我们这个教会当中，我们怎么样能够创造一个真诚的这个群体呢？
I believe that within our church community, within the Chinese congregation, that it will happen primarily in your small groups or in your fellowships, but it will also take place outside of your fellowship meetings and outside of our church walls.
那我相信这个呢，可以在教会当中，在中文堂里面，在你的团契里面可以发生。但是我希望我们能够让这个在我们这个小团体里面之外也可以发生。
I believe it will happen when we take seriously our responsibility to obey the one another commandments in the Bible.
那我相信呢，这个怎么样让这发生呢？就是当我们可以严肃的认识到我们的责任，在神给我们的诫命当中，对于彼此的这个责任来实行的话，那就会发生。
You see, the phrase "one another" is found over 30 times in the New Testament about how Christians should treat each other.
所以呢，在我们会发现，在新约里面呢，在讲彼此相待，怎么样相待呢？在新约里面提到了30次。
These are what theologians call the reciprocal commands.
所以呢，这个就是神学家说的，这个是相互的，有来有往的这个诫命。
There are ways that Christians can stoke each other to keep our fire going for our love for God.
所以呢，对基督徒来讲，是有一些方式可以帮助彼此呢，能够彼此燃烧，所以让彼此都可以对神是很有火热的。
The main thing that we are told is to love one another.
所以一个主要的教导呢，就是要彼此相爱。
In fact, we are told to do that 12 times in the Bible.
那在圣经里面呢，这个诫命呢，讲了12次。
For example, in John 13:35, Jesus says, "By this all men will know you are my disciples, if you obey one another."
譬如说在约翰福音13:35就说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
And in 1 Peter 1:22, the Apostle Paul writes, "Love one another deeply from the heart."
那在彼得前书1:22也说，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
And in 1 John 4:11, the Apostle Paul writes, "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another."
在约翰1:11也这样说，亲爱的弟兄啊，既然神是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
The word for love is not the superficial type of infatuation, popularity, or even merely enjoying each other.
所以呢，在讲爱的时候呢，这边讲的不是说你是怎么样的疯狂的爱，或者是想要是受到欢迎，或者只是说觉得跟对方在一起蛮快乐的。
Instead, John uses, and all the other authors use the word agape, which is the self-sacrificial type of love in which a person is more concerned about the needs of another person than he is about his own needs.
那相反呢，在这里提到的爱呢，用的是 agape 爱 love。 这个爱是怎么样？就是一个舍己的爱，也就是说把对方的需要看高过于自己需要，这样的爱。
So if the Bible tells us 12 different times that we are supposed to sacrificially love each other, you get the idea that God thinks it's pretty important for Christians to sacrificially love each other.
所以我们想，如果在圣经里面神已经告诉我们十二次要用舍己的爱来彼此相爱的话，我们想这个应该是蛮重要的。
And this is the main way that we as Christians can stoke each other to stay fired up for the Lord.
这个就是基督徒最主要的方式，怎么样能够保持彼此的燃烧，让彼此能够爱神，活跃的爱神。
In fact, all the other reciprocal commands are just different ways that we can live out this command to sacrificially love each other.
那事实上呢，其他的诫命在讲说彼此互动的这个诫命里面呢，主要就是怎么样做才能够让我们表现出来舍己的爱。
So today we're going to take a look at some of these one another commands.
所以今天我们来看几个这种啊彼此如何的彼此相爱的这些诫命。
And so make sure that you write in your notes section of your bulletin how you want to apply these commandments within our church community.
我们也可以在我们的笔记里面呢，就把这几点写下来，帮助我们更明白在我们的这个群体当中怎么样彼此相爱。
The first passage that we're going to take a look at is Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 and 24.
那第一个我们要看的希伯来书第十章24到25节。
And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
There are three things in this verse that we can do to stoke the fire in each other's spiritual lives.
所以在这里，我们看到三件事情，是我们怎么样能够彼此帮助对方燃烧，能够更有火热的心。
First is found in verse 25, where the writer of Hebrews writes that we should not forsake meeting together.
那第一个呢，是在二十五节，这个作者说你们不可停止聚会。
The word for forsake is the same word that Jesus used when he was dying on the cross, and he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这边的停止有遗弃、离弃的意思，就好像耶稣在十字架上要被钉在十字架上的时候，他说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
Can you imagine the emptiness that Jesus must have experienced on the cross?
那你们能够想象耶稣在十字架上的时候，心里面所感受的那个空虚吗
？For all of eternity past, Jesus, who is God the Son, had a perfect relationship, a perfect love relationship with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit.
在永恒当中，耶稣基督他是跟这个父神跟圣灵是永恒的爱的关系的。
But when Jesus died on the cross, he was taking the punishment for our sins, and God the Father, God the Son, poured down their wrath on for sins upon Jesus Christ.
所以当耶稣基督他钉死在十字架上为我们的罪而代我们死的时候，父神跟圣灵，他就把神的愤怒都倾倒在耶稣基督这个圣子的身上。
They turned away from Jesus because of their holiness, they could not look upon sin.
他们转眼不看耶稣，因为他们的圣洁的缘故，他们不能转眼看耶稣所背负这些罪。
And when we forsake meeting together, we are in the same way turning away.From people who are in need of us.
当我们停止聚会或者遗弃这些聚会的时候，就好像如此，我们转眼就不看这些参加聚会的人，就离弃他们了。
You see, when you play hooky from worship service, or when you play hooky from your fellowship, you're not just hurting yourself, but you're hurting others because they are missing out on your influence.
所以，当你们缺席或者翘课。不来聚会的时候， 不光你是害了你自己，你伤害的是那些其他参加聚会的人，因为他们就缺乏了你可以 给他们的正面影响。
So I want to encourage you to make a commitment to attend our worship service, your Sunday school, every Sunday, no matter how busy you get.
所以我希望我们能够立下这样的决心，在每一个礼拜都要来参加聚会，参加主日学，不管你多忙都要参加。
Even when the prelims pile up, make that decision.That Sunday is the Lord's day, and you are going to dedicate it to the Lord to be with His children.
所以，即使是你的期中考，堆积了很多，很紧张，但是我们要知道，星期天是主日，是神的时间，必须要来教会跟神的儿女在一块。
As the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 12, verse 10, "Be devoted to one another in brotherly love."
就好像使徒保罗在罗马书十二章第十节这样说：“爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。”
And I'd like to encourage you, even when you go on vacations, that you do not take a vacation from God, and you do not take a vacation from other Christians.
所以我要鼓励你，当你们去度假的时候，你们也不向神度假，也不向你们聚会度假。
Instead, you.Ahead of time, you get online and investigate what kind of church is in the place that you're taking vacation, and you join that worship service that morning.
相反的，你应该事前就准备好，你可以上网找，在你要去度假目的地旁边有什么样好的教会，当你去了之后就参加当地的教会。
Secondly, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 and 24, the writer of Hebrews says that we should consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
那第二点呢，是在希伯来书第二十四节说，要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
The word consider literally means to fix one's eyes or mind upon.
所以这边讲是彼此相顾呢，在字面上来讲呢，就是讲说彼此对望，彼此对看。
So does that mean that you should just stare at the person who's talking during your Bible study?
那是不是意思就是说，当你在查经的时候，你就看那个带查经的，就盯着他看
？Well, John Piper writes, this word means to look at one another, to think about one another, to focus on one another, study one another. Let your mind be occupied.With one another.
神学家 John Piper 他这样说，他说我们的定睛在对方的意思呢，就是你要彼此思想对方，你要要考虑到对方，要多熟悉对方，所以让你的心思意念呢，就是常常在思念对方。
And the goal of this focus is to think of ways of stimulating the other person to be more loving and to do more good deeds.
所以呢，这个目的呢。这样子思想对方的目的呢，就是要帮助他、激励他，所以呢，激发他们的爱心，让他们鼓励他们行善。
The word stimulate means to irritate.
所以激发呢，是有点刺激他的意思。
If you have a personality like mine, sometimes we can be too concerned about being diplomatic.
如果你的个性像我一样的话呢，有时候我们可能会太小心了，想要说要客气一点。
We don't want anybody's feelings to be hurt.
我们实在是不想要伤人家的心。
We don't want anybody to be mad at us.
我们不想要人家讨厌我们。
And so we sugarcoat or we water down the message that God wants to say to another person.
所以呢，常常我们是应该要说神的话语的时候，我们就把它包裹一层糖在外面，或者是把它冲淡一点，讲得稍微客气一点。
We need to speak the truth in love.
但是呢，我们必须要用爱心说诚实话。
Though we accept people just the way they are, we also want to challenge them to become everything that God wants them to be.
所以，我们虽然要用爱心接受对方，但是呢，我们也要激励他、激发他，所以他可以成为神想要他成为的样式。
And if some people are unwilling to listen to us at first,
那有些人呢，可能一开始是不喜欢听我们跟他说的话的。
We might have to get a little irritated.
那这样子我们可能要刺激他一下。
That just can't happen at worship services.
那在崇拜的时候可能也会发生。
When we're at worship services, there's not too much interaction between each other.
在崇拜的时候呢，其实彼此是没有什么互相互动。
That's why it's so important that you get involved in your small group Bible studies and in fellowship.
所以我们就更知道了，在小组里面，我们要多参与小组，才能有机会有彼此互动的关系。
Verse 24, the writer of Hebrews also tells us, not only should we not forsake meeting together, not only should we consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, but we should also encourage one another.
那在希伯来书十章第二十五节呢，就说不光只是不可停止聚会，倒要彼此劝勉。
The word encourage literally means to call to one side.
那这劝勉的意思呢，字面上的意思呢，是说要到对方的旁边。
It's as if the person says, "Come over here." And let's try to figure this out together.
就好像说，这个旁边的跟你说，你来，我们一起来解决这个问题。
May be done in the way of exhortation or entreaty or comfort or instruction.
所以这个可能呢，就是要用互相的劝诫、互相的这个帮助、互相的安慰、互相鼓励的方式来做。
And so when you get together in groups, you see someone who's feeling looks like they're being a little discouraged, you give that encouraging word.
所以呢，当就好像说我们在小组里面，你看到某一个人他好像有点灰心丧志的样子，你就要给他鼓励。
Or you see somebody that God is really working through, you say that's the way to do it. Keep up the good job.
所以你要看到有一些人他正在努力的做这个神在让他做的事情的时候，你就在旁边说做得好，继续努力。
Why is it so important that we try to encourage each other?
为什么我们彼此鼓励是这么重要呢?
Well, in Hebrews chapter 3, in verse 13, the writer of Hebrews writes, But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
因为在希伯来书三章十三节这样说，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬。
How long will the day you're living in be called today?
所以你活的那一个时段，你叫做今天的那个时段是多长了？
Tomorrow, when you get to be living in tomorrow, will you say, I'm having a great day tomorrow? No, you're saying you have a great day today.
所以你会说明天，你说啊，我现在正在明天活得很快活吗？不是这样，你会说我今天过得很快乐。
We're always living in the presence.
因为我们活的就是在当下。
And so the writer of Hebrews says that we need to encourage other so that we are not hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
那也是为什么希伯来书的作者说要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝。那这中间有人被罪迷惑，心就刚硬了。
So easy to be calloused by our own sin.
因为我们实在常常被我们的自己的罪都迷惑了。
It's hard to do honest self-reflection.
常常很难的自我反省，诚实的自我反省。
We all have our blind spots.
因为我们是常常看不到，有些盲点我们看不到。
We need somebody to come along and say, "You're drifting. There's a sin in your life." It needs to be confessed.
我们需要有一个伙伴来告诉我们说，你可能已经慢慢的远离了，心里面你的生命当中有一个罪，它让你慢慢的远离神了。
You need to repent from it.
你实在必须要认罪悔改。
I love you just the way you are, but you need to become everything that God has intended for you to be.
我爱你，我按照你自己原来的样式爱你，但是你必须要成为神想要你成为的样式。
So is that something that you actually do when you get together with your Christian friends?
所以这个在你跟你的基督徒朋友聚在一块的时候，你是做这样的事情吗？
Do you think strategically about how you can help your Christian friends rise up to the next level in their spiritual growth?
你有没有常常在思想，你怎么样帮助你基督徒的朋友，帮助他们更上一层，在他们灵性成长上面再更进一步呢？
Or do you just put your brain in neutral?
还是说你就让你的头脑思想呢成为中性的？
Do you just wait for what other people can do for you?
那还是在等着说其他的人能够为我做什么呢？
Or do you have the mindset, what can I do? what can I put into the lives of other people to help them grow spiritually?
还是你常常在想说，我能够再为平常身边的人再多做什么，帮助他们在灵性上面有更多成长呢？
There are three more things that we can do for each other to stoke our passion for God, and they are found in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16.
那另外还有三件事情我们可以做的，帮助彼此能够继续在火热的为神燃烧。那我们可以在哥罗西书三章十六节看到。
Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, with teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
First thing that the Apostle Paul tells us to do is to teach one another.
那第一个呢，要做的就是彼此教导。
It's not just the pastors or your Bible study leaders.That should be teaching other people. It's every Christian should be teaching other Christians.
所以呢，不光只是牧师或者小组的小组长来教导，我们是要彼此教导，每一个人都要。
Couple of weeks ago, I met with some of our small group leaders from our English congregation, and they mentioned that in their discipleship groups, that people were really quiet when they asked them questions.
那这几个礼拜之前呢，我一些小组的小组长就来跟我讲，说在他们门徒训练的这个小组里面，有一些组员就是很安静，问问题他们都不回答。
Were the questions too hard?
那是问问题太难了吗？
They weren't too hard. Most of these people had been Christians for a long time in their life.
所以问题不难的，因为这个小组里面的组员，他们都是已经信主很久的基督徒了。
Most likely they were feeling weary after a week of.Doing a lot of tests in school, and they just didn't feel like saying anything.
那可能这些学生们呢，他们是心里已经都非常的忧虑了，都已经太疲惫了，因为他们经过一整个礼拜的这个考试啊、读书之后，都没有力气了，不想讲话。
Or perhaps they were a little bit nervous that if they said something that wasn't totally accurate, they might look kind of dumb in front of their friends.
或者是他们心里面有点紧张，他们怕说我都信主这么久了，如果回答的答案不正确的话，可能会被人家笑话。
But once the people were asked directly for answers to their questions, these people had good answers.
那但是呢，这些人他们如果回答这些问题的话，通常他们回答都是非常好，答案都是非常好。
See, when you're in a Bible study, it's quite likely.That God is not only trying to speak to you, but that He's also trying to speak through you.
所以呢，就是极有可能在小组查经的时候呢，神不光是对着你说话，他也希望能够透过你说话。
You should not only have a teachable heart to listen to what God wants to say to you, but you should also have a teaching heart so that God can speak through you.To the other people that are in your small groups.
所以你要知道，你不光是要有一个受教的心，所以你可以听神要对你说什么话；你还有一个愿意教导的心，所以你可以把神的话教导给别人。
And if you are unwilling to speak out, it's quite likely that your brothers and sisters in Christ will miss out on what God was trying to say through you.
所以当你在小组里不愿意开口说话的时候，那可能你身边的弟兄姐妹们，他们就失去了神想要透过你来跟他们说话的这个机会。
The Apostle Paul tells us not only to teach one another, but also to admonish one another.
那在使徒保罗说，不光是要彼此教导，还要互相劝诫。
The word for admonish means to lead someone away from a false path and into the right path.
所以劝诫的意思呢，就是说带领这个人，让他离开这个错误的途径，带领他们进入正途。
This is done by warning and by teaching.
所以这个呢，就是必须要警戒，然后要教导。
It's actually a comprehensive word for counseling.
所以这个呢，是一个很完整的一个字，它的代表性呢，就好像辅导的意思。
Now it can be a very good idea for you to go to a professional counselor.
所以你可以寻找一个专业的辅导员来辅导你。
Particularly if that counselor has a Christian worldview.
那如果这个辅导员呢，他有一个基督徒的世界观的话呢，更好。
There are some psychological problems that even I, as a pastor, do not have the expertise for.
因为有时候可能有一些心理上面的一些问题，是我身为牧师都不一定有这样子专业的训练能够帮助的。
However, for most problems, a Christian, or even better yet, a group of Christians who really love the person going through the problem, really love God, have biblical understanding of principles that deal with the issue. Maybe I should let you say something.
It's okay.
Have some good common sense and listen closely to that person's problems and ask good questions. It's very likely that these Christians are going to be able to give even better advice than a professional counselor could give, particularly a professional counselor who does not have a Christian worldview.
所以呢，其实不光是这个专业的这个辅导员可以帮助你，其实常常在很多的问题上面，其实是在你身边的基督徒，甚至一群基督徒，他们是真心爱你的，他们明白圣经里面教导的原则的，他们是关心你的，他们是愿意用圣经的教导来帮助你的，这些人他们反而比一些其他的专业辅导员更能够更多的帮助你，尤其是有一些辅导员他们不一定有基督徒的世界观的话，帮助你的就有限。
But if we are going to counsel one another, it not only means that you need to be willing to counsel others, but it also means that you need to be willing to receive counsel.
但是如果我们要彼此劝诫的话，这意思就表示说，我们愿意劝诫别人，我们也愿意接受别人的劝诫。
So what does that mean that you're going to have to do?
所以那这表示我们应该怎么做呢？
Means that you have to be willing to share the struggles that you're going through.
意思就是说，你愿意把你生命当中的挣扎跟旁边的人分享。
Means that you need to be transparent and you even need to be vulnerable because you don't know exactly how other people are going to respond to what the struggles that you're going to share.
也就是说，你必须要愿意让自己成为透明。有些时候呢，你可能还把自己放在一个这个容易受伤的地位，因为当你在分享你自己的挫折的时候，可能这个时候是一个很容易很脆弱的时候。
Means that you have to take down that mask of being the person that has everything together.
所以这个时候呢，它代表的也就是说，你必须要取下这个你平常想要戴上的这个面具，让这个面具它是让放出一个假象，让人家以为你什么都很好的这个面具取下。
Means you say I'm going through some struggles. I need some help.
也就是说，你必须要有勇气说，我现在正在面临一些很大的困难，我需要帮助。
I'm having some problems with my kids.
我现在跟我孩子之间有一些困难。
I'm having some problems relating to my parents.
我对跟我父母的关系当中我有困难。
Or my husband, wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend.
或者夫妻的困难，或者男女朋友当中的困难。
Can you help me out?
你可以帮助我吗？
Apostle Paul also says that we should sing to one another.
在使徒保罗也说，我们要彼此唱歌。
This is the one thing that we can do in this worship service.
所以这个呢，是我们在这个崇拜当中就可以做的。
Hopefully, as a pastor, I'm teaching to you, and I'm admonishing you, and I'm irritating you and I'm encouraging you, but you guys aren't really doing that to each other. But one thing that you can do in a worship service is that you can sing to one another.
所以呢，当时我们在敬拜的这个场合当中呢，可能我身为牧师能够做的是教导你们，是劝诫你们，是鼓励你们。这个但是呢，你们却没有办法做对我做或对彼此做这样子的事情。但是有一件你们在崇拜的过程当中可以彼此做，就是与彼此对唱诗歌，颂赞神。
And that's one reason why it's important that you don't skip out on worship service.
那也就是这个为什么呢？你不要停止聚会，不要不来崇拜的重要原因。
Imagine that you went to you paid $50 to listen to the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, and you found out that 1/3 of the violins decided not to appear that day.
想象你如果花$50门票，然后去听那个纽约爱乐交响乐团，结果你进去之后发现，这个拉小提琴的三分之一小提琴手都不来了。
You'd be disappointed because you paid good money for that.
那是不是很失望呢？因为你花很多钱去听这个音乐会了。
Now, on one hand, we would say that our audience is God.
那在一方面呢，我们可以说，我们的听众就是神啊。
And when we sing in our worship service, it's like we're serenading God.
所以当我们唱歌给神听的时候，就是在颂赞神。
And it's true that God is our primary audience when we're singing.
所以我们知道说，当我们在唱诗歌的时候呢，神是我们最主要的对象。
But this passage actually also indicates that we should be singing to one another.
但是在这个经文里面又告诉我们说，我们要彼此对唱诗歌。
So singing is involved in teaching. It means that we listen to each other and we teach well. You see, your singing could impact others.
所以呢，当我们在唱的时候呢，也要聆听。所以当我们在彼此对唱的时候，就表示我们聆听对方。
And the Apostle Paul says that we should sing from our hearts.
那使徒保罗说，我们要用心灵彼此对唱。
What makes our beautiful, that makes our music beautiful is not how well our voice is in tune, but how our heart is in tune.
所以呢，我们的唱歌怎么样是美好的呢？不光你说唱的音乐很准，而是说我们的心跟我们的灵是要很准的。
Back in the 70s, I went to a concert of a man named David Meese.
在70年代的时候呢，我曾去过一个演唱会。那这个演唱者是叫 David Meese。
David Meese was an incredible singer. He had a voice range of 3 intervals.
那 David Meese 呢，他是非常会唱歌的人。他的声音域呢是超过3个那个度。
At the concert, he told a story of one time he visited a small church, and the small church had a choir.
所以在他演唱会当中，他讲了小故事。他说有一次他去参加去一个教会聚会，那这个教会里面有一个很小的诗班。
And in the choir, there was a man in the back row who was singing with all his heart and very loud. But the problem was that he sang out of tune.
那他说在这个教会当中呢，就坐在后面有一个男人，唱得很大声、很卖力的唱。但他的问题是呢，他走音了。
And David Meese was going like, "Why is this guy singing so loud? He should just, he shouldn't even be in the choir. But if he is in the choir, he should be singing as softly so that nobody can hear him."
那这个 David Meese 他就心里在想说，这个人来参加诗班，他应该不要参加诗班。那即使他在诗班里面，应该要唱小声一点。
But then David Meese looked at the joy that was radiating from this young man's face.
那但是 David Meese 他看到这个年轻人，他发现他的脸上的散发出的是这样子的喜乐。
And it was as if the Lord was telling David Meese, "I enjoy that man's music so much more than I have enjoyed your singing."
好像他觉得好像神在跟他讲说。David Meese, 我喜悦这个年轻人唱的歌，比我喜悦你的歌还要多。
Because your singing has only been a performance.
因为你唱的歌呢，只是表演而已。
But that man has been singing from his heart.
但是这个年轻人，他用他的心来唱歌。
Perhaps you are a seeker today.
那可能今天在座，你是一个慕道友。
You are not yet a Christian, but you are considering Christianity.
那你还不是基督徒，但是你正在考虑。
I encourage you to visit one of our church's fellowships or small group Bible studies.
我鼓励你来参加教会里面的小组或者是团契。
I hope that you discover that our conversations go beyond the superficial to the authentic.
那我希望你们看到的是这些小组里面大家的交谈是不是现在这个表面功夫而已，而是真诚的内容。
We discuss the important things of life that just tend not to be discussed in our daily interaction with each other.
那我希望你发现的是，当我们讨论话题不是这个表面上的话题，而是对我们生命有影响的话题。
For example, we talk about how to have a relationship with God.
譬如说我们在讨论说怎么样跟神建立一个关系。
We accept each other as we are, but challenge each other to become all that God wants us to be.
我们彼此包容，但是呢，我们却是鼓励彼此，让对方能够成为神所希望的样式。
And I hope that you will find that you are treated as a well-loved guest.
那我希望呢，你去的时候能发现。你是被他们当作一个被爱的这个客人这样子款待。
But you won't be part of our family.
但是呢，如果有一些事你不做，你是没有办法成为这家庭里面的一员的。
Because the Bible says that in order to have God as your father and to have Christians as your brothers and sisters, that you need to be born again.
因为在圣经里面讲说，如果你想要神成为你的父亲，想要其他的基督徒成为你的弟兄姐妹的话，你必须要重生。
So how can you be born again?
你如何重生呢？
John chapter 1 verse 8 John writes, Yet to all who received Jesus, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
在约翰福音一章十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
You see, you need to believe that God the Son became a human.
所以你必须要相信，神差派他的这个爱子成为人的样式。
And as someone who was both God and man, he became a perfect substitute to take the punishment of our sins.
所以这个人他又是全然的神，也是完全的人，他愿意成为代替我们的罪而受死的对象。
He could be a substitute for us because he was a human like us.
他可以代替我们的罪而死，因为他是完全的人。
He could die for billions of people because he was God and is infinite.
他可以为全世界的人的罪而死。因为他是一个完全的神，是一个无瑕的神。
And he took the punishment of our sins when he died on the cross.
当他十字架上死的时候，是为我们的罪而接受了这样的代价。
And he provided an entrance into God's family by rising from the dead.
但是他带领我们，给我们一个机会，可以进入神的家庭里面，因为他从死里面复活。
And if you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, you believe that.He rose again to give you eternal life and a life within the family of God. You can enter into God's family.
如果你相信耶稣基督为你的你的罪在十字架上死了，你又相信因为他的复活，他能够带领你进入神的家庭里面成为分子，那你又愿意接受这样子的事情的话，那你就可以成为神的儿女。
If that sounds intriguing to you, I encourage you to talk to a Christian leader that you may know, or you may talk to me.
如果你对这个事情很有兴趣的话，请你来跟我说，或是来跟教会的长老说。
And we would all be thrilled to explain to you how you can enter into the family of God.
那我们会非常的高兴，乐意的来解释给你听，你要如何做才能成为神国里面的一员。
Almost every Sunday in our English worship service, I tell the people in our congregation that a sermon is not over until you have practiced what was preached.
所以呢，几乎在每一次的英文堂崇拜的时候，我都跟这个英文堂的人说。我的讲道一直要到你把讲道的内容行出来的时候，讲道才结束。
Certainly, as a preacher, I need to practice what I'm preaching, or else I'll be a hypocrite.
身为一个传道的人，我必须要能够做我所传的道，否则的话，我就是假冒为善。
But if God has spoken to you through this sermon, and you do not practice what was preached, you'll be disobedient.
但是如果今天神透过我把神的话语讲给你听了，你听到了，可是却没有去实行的话，那你就是违背神的人。
So what is God trying to tell you today in the sermon?
那神今天在我的讲道当中，想要对你说什么话呢？
How will you apply this passage, these passages to your life?
你怎么样把今天的这些经文应用在你的生活当中呢？
For some of you, you may decide that from now on, you are going to attend a worship service and your fellowship every week, no matter how busy you get.
所以我们在中有一些人可能的意思就是说，你必须要立下决心，你不论有再忙有什么事情，你每一个礼拜都要来参加聚会，参加崇拜。
For some of you, you may decide that when you go to your small groups meetings, that you will think actively about how you can help your brothers and sisters grow spiritually.
那对其他的一些来讲呢，可能这个讯息要对你说的是，当你去你的小组跟你的团契的时候，你必须能够主动的想，你怎么样帮助其他人，让他们在灵性上有更多的成长。
Perhaps.You'll decide to participate actively in the Bible study discussions so that you can teach and counsel other people.
但是对于一些其他人来讲，神的意思可能是要你在读经在讨论的时候，你必须要主动的参与讨论，说你自己的意见，这样子别人可以透过你的话语得到建造。
Perhaps you will decide that you will share an area that you are struggling with.So that others may have the privilege of counseling you.
神可能要你决定，你今天要把你正在所处的困难，或是你做的挣扎，能够跟别人表白，所以你可以接受别人对你的教导。
Perhaps you'll make a commitment that when you sing in our worship services, that you'll sing with your whole heart, not only to God, but to each other, in a way that.You're teaching other people that I really believe that this is true. I believe this with my heart. I believe this with this mind, with my mind. I hope that you will believe this as well.
所以说，可能对一些其他人来说，是在崇拜的时候，在唱诗歌的时候，不光是唱给神听，但是要全心的唱，让身边人也知道说，教导身边人，让他们知道说，这个就是我所相信的，这个就是我所愿意表现的，让旁边人知道你对神的心意。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。